praise you, Jesus. So in your name, Jesus, we come, and you are working effectually in the hearts today. And we know that you know, and in that we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, God. Open up your Bibles to Exodus chapter 20. And how powerful this is today about the name of the Lord and where the name of the Lord is and how blessed we can be in the name of the Lord. Exodus 20, verse 24. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thine oxen. In all the places where I record my name, I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. I tell you what, that verse just thrills me. Did you hear that? In all the places where I record my name, I will come unto thee, and I will bless you. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that he recorded his name on you? That he recorded his name in you? Aren't you glad that you know, you don't doubt, you know, you're blessed. You're blessed. And blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. That's how blessed. And isn't it wonderful that we know it's because of one thing, the name of Jesus. That's it. There's something about that name. And I'll tell you what, it's where all the blessings are. Amen. That name, Jesus. I was thinking, in the Old Testament, the names of the Lord. Just a few today. El, E-L, Mighty God. Elohim, God my creator. El Shaddai, God Almighty. Adonai, Lord. Yahweh, Jehovah, Lord. Yahweh, Jireh, the Lord will provide. Yahweh Rapha, the Lord who heals. Yahweh Nisi, the Lord our banner. Yahweh M. Kadesh, the Lord who sanctifies and makes holy. Yahweh Shalom, the Lord our peace. Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is there. Yahweh Roi, the Lord our shepherd. And there's many others. Just a few. But you see, as they went on with God, as they walked with God, and all by grace, they grew in confidence and in knowledge of the Word. And matter of fact, in confidence and knowledge of the name of God. Yes, we call them the names of God, but it's the name of our Lord. And I will tell you how beautiful they learned more about the power in that name. They realized that all ability was in that name. They realized that all faithfulness was always in one place, and that was in the name above all names. And yet here we are today, and we still rejoice in the power in the name. In the name that's never changed, the name Jesus. And we're so thankful that the revelation of that name goes on, as in everything else in the Word of God to us, we know there is more. Matter of fact, we live in the time of the much the more. And that even includes the name of our Lord. We live in the time that there is even more to us in that name. And we know that we can claim that because the Bible tells us. You only claim what the Bible has already given. You only take what God has said. And he said to us very clearly, we have a better thing. We at this time even have exceeding great and precious promises. And that includes in that name. We by grace, brothers and sisters, have entered in beyond the veil. How wonderful. And beyond that veil, how we know we've been met with the whole counsel of God. We, through the Spirit, by the grace of God, now have been given a gospel that's been called Paul's gospel. It has names as well, too. The gospel of the mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The mark for the bride for the Lamb. The gospel, praise God, of the glory that he will receive. The gospel, praise God, of the goodly pearl. The gospel, praise God, of his beloved wife. Now, brothers and sisters, eyes that have been enlightened to see know this. And I thank God that in that knowledge we realize that there is even more love and power and yearning and passion and love in the all-powerful name of Jesus. You think about the power that we know is in that name. Isn't it wonderful that grace quickens you, that when you have pressing times, I believe the first thing on our lips, Jesus. A lot of people call a lot of different things. A lot of people say a lot of different things. I thank the Lord. I call upon the name of Jesus. Amen. Now we know in our time that all power is given in that name, don't we? We know that there is salvation in no other name. We know that all authority is in that name. The Word of God tells us whatsoever we do, ask, or say, do all in the name of Jesus. Don't ever be ashamed of the name of Jesus. That would just be the enemy to get you in that place where you become shy or maybe uncomfortable to call on the name of Jesus. I know Christians that don't like to pray in the name of Jesus. It might offend somebody. Let them be offended. Let them be offended. I'll tell you one thing. And not in some type of, trying to be belligerent. But when you're in love, I think you have to just profess the name of your lover. I've had people push pictures of the one they loved. Well, you got to see her or you got to see him. He's so lovely. But somehow we can't do that with Jesus? Well, I have news for you. By the grace of God, I will. Amen. Amen. Now think of this. As we know that the Lord has given us more, let's go on over to Revelation 3. And let's rejoice in the much the more that we have been given in the name of Jesus. See, brothers and sisters, it never stops. It doesn't. The only limit to going on with God is you. It's me for my life, if that's what I choose. And truly today, how much of the riches of his glory in his name will you let him record upon you? Think of how we began. As he said, in all the places where I record my name, I will come unto thee and I will bless thee. I'll tell you what, I want to give him everything that I'm associated with. Anything that concerns me, I want his name on it. I don't want to be going out into any venture, any relationship, any experience that doesn't have the name of Jesus all over it. Because the last thing I don't want is something in my life not to be blessed. When it already has that blessing that could be given, fully enjoyed, appreciated. And you know what the blessings of the Lord are, don't you? They're exceeding abundantly above all ye ask or think. His blessing always blows me away. His blessing is always something so far beyond whatever I could desire. I just wait in anticipation like a present. What is the blessing of the Lord in this situation? And it's grace that causes me to go in Jesus' name. And I'm talking about trials. I'm talking about even in my unbelief. See, I love the Lord so much in his faithfulness. I'm so thankful that even in my unbelief, I know grace has got me. And in that, I'm so thankful he turns my unbelief to believing him. He's mighty. The blessing of the Lord. Go in Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to tell you, we don't have a lot of time. We never do. We got to hit it. And one thing about the Word of God you'll notice about in here, we don't just ramp up. Just get there. You got to go right to the height. By the grace of God, preach the whole counsel and go after it. Don't try to size people up. The Lord is the one that gives the increase. Preach the word. Preach the whole counsel of God. I appreciated Brother Paul as he said, I didn't come to baptize. I came to give you the gospel that will grow you up for him, that will ready you, that will have a wife that will be presented, a readied wife that will be presented to the beloved Lamb of God. So here we go. Brothers and sisters, can you imagine where we're at right now? Those that know the Word of God here in Revelation 3. This is the place where the height of His name is found. This is the one place and the one company where the very height, the highest calling of the name of our Lord is found. And it's found in one place. And that's upon the Philadelphia church. Oh yes. Praise God. Why them? Well, there's many reasons, but I'll give you one hint. They're the one church that's translated into heaven before the tribulation even begins. There was a calling upon them. There was a name that they received right now that blessed them above all the other churches to allow them to enjoy a blessing, praise God, that truly was out of this world. A blessing, praise God, that translated that group of people to meet Him in the air. Do you want that blessing? I do. I sure want that blessing. But that blessing comes through receiving a name. As you'll see as we get into this today. Oh yes, a very certain name. See, brothers and sisters, this is so mighty. Because this precious church, this Philadelphia church, is kept from the wrath of the tribulation. It's because she fell in love with the one that was in love with her. Amen. She fell in love with the Lamb. See, people need to know their Bible. If there's anything you want to know in this life, it's the Word of God. There's nothing more important, brothers and sisters, than waking up to the calling of the Lord in your life, to waking up to the high calling of God in Christ Jesus that's in your life. I'm thankful that we know the Lord. I'm thankful that people call upon the name of the Lord. But brothers and sisters, there is a calling. And the Word of God said, I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of this calling, of this truth. We need to be awake to this. This is intended for you. This name is intended for you. But we must wake up and come to the knowledge of these scriptures. I heard recently, and I hear it often, people praying for others that they finish their race. I'm going to tell you something about finishing the race or the race course. There's only one finisher of the race course, and that's the winner. They all run. But you got one of two choices. You either beat the air or you run with purpose and you win. Amen. And there's only one way you win. And that's Paul's gospel. That's it. It's a crown. It's the winner's crown. So I'm going to tell you purposely and encourage you in this. When you're praying for someone to finish their race, if they're not rejoicing and their fullness is not in Paul's gospel, they will not finish that race. Because there's only one race to be finished, and that is to winning Christ Jesus as bridegroom. And that is the Word of God. We could go into a whole separate sermon, which I'm confident God's got for you. Whether it's through me or somebody else, but I think maybe me in a few weeks. But know it. Know it precisely. It's just like when people talk about other faiths. There ain't other faiths. And I'll use the word ain't to get your attention. There ain't no other faiths. There's other beliefs. There's multitude upon multitude of belief. But there's but one faith. There is but one way. And there is. If it is the Bible that you take as the Word of God, There is but one way. And why wouldn't there be? This is God we're talking about. You think God would give you options when he put his son upon a cross? You're nuts. More than nuts, you're defiant. And that's Antichrist. There is but one way. And that way is there. He died for the sin of all men. Of all men. As I talk to professed atheists, God will appoint me to talk to them. Well, you can be that belligerent, but I got news for you. My Savior still died for your sin. And all you have to do is take the blood. Take it. My, oh my. All right. Let's get to verse 10 of chapter 3, Revelation. Read about this Philadelphia company, the only one that is shown as the company that is translated. Translated. We know Smyrna is part of that wonderful group that is known as the Bride of Christ. They are resurrected. This is the translated church. Now, listen to this. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. That means, in that word in the Greek, that's the tribulation. The only church this is said to. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. So once again, this is clear. This goes right back to Philippians 3:11. This is the out resurrection. These are the saints that are ready, alive, loving his first appearing. They are remaining in first love. They are not like the church of Ephesus that you'll read as the first church on. They did wonderful things. There was mighty faith. There was wonderful fellowship. But he said, I have one thing against you. You have left your first love. Now I'm going to give you something here. You all have the message of the first love. This may be your first time you've ever sat in here. Let me tell you something. Today, you have heard the message of the first love. You can say, well, I didn't hear it enough times. Well, one time right now, you've heard it. There is a bride that is getting readied for the Lord. This is the gospel, praise God, that God has given us in this time of the church age. This isn't the time of the kingdom. That's what you're hearing right now. Everything's in Christianity. Well, got to do it for the kingdom. Got to do it for the kingdom. I tell you, they're doing it for the kingdom. And you know what they do? They open up the doors at the end of the service. They don't realize this, but when you walk out of there, they're handing you a palm. You'll walk out and you'll just give you a palm that you can wave. See, we have a service here by the grace of God. The Spirit's given you a crown. This is the crowning gospel. This is the crown. You know, I have a brother over there, man. That guy gives me stuff. I get mad at him. But I'll tell you one thing. He loves me so much, he wants me to receive what he gives me. Now, if I just kept telling him every time he tried to give me something, hey, man, I just don't want that. I don't want that. You know how hurt he is? Do you know how long the Lord's been telling you, honey, take it. Take this. This is yours. Come on, take it. It's yours. You're born into this. Now, let's see about that recorded name as we started today. In all the places where I record my name, I will come to thee and I will bless thee. Now, here's the name of these full overcomers. Here's the incredible blessing to those that abide in this first love. It's not just a blessing that, oh my, we've been kept from the tribulation. Let's get into the real blessing of this. Verse 11, chapter 3, Revelation. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. You got it? You got the message? You got the proposal? You know this bridal truth by the grace of God. He's given it to you. Hold it. Amen. Cherish it. Verse 12, him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and I will write upon him the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. I've always been saying a double portion. I'm reading a triple in there. Oh my! The name of my God, the name New Jerusalem. I got to take you there. Spirit's taking me there, so we're going to go. Going over to Revelation 21. He's writing upon them the name New Jerusalem. So this isn't something that you wonder, why does this group, why does this church, why is this Philadelphia company, why is this the only company that's spared from the tribulation? Why are they the ones that are written this name upon? Well, here's this name. Revelation 21 verse 2. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Well, so this was the company that was translated prior to the tribulation even beginning, kept from that wrath. These were the ones that we know that remained in first love, that received Paul's gospel and bridal truth. And so that second name, New Jerusalem, a.k.a. the Lamb's wife. Oh, I love that. Amen. But, that was just number two. Let's go to the third. And I think this is so fitting as well, too, because, you know, the third in the Trinity, the Holy Ghost, takes the love of God and sheds it abroad in your heart. Takes that name above all names and sheds it abroad in your heart. Now, this last one, as you go back to verse 12, after New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and finally he says, and I will write upon him my new name. Oh my. That word new, it means unused. It means unprecedented. And it also means the first time ever announced. Now, I was thinking about that, and I kind of get that experience more often than most people because I'm a pastor and I marry couples. And the Lord encouraged my heart that when I see something kind of in type like that, you know what it is? Most time we do it right over on that piano after the wedding. They like to take the picture over there. Sometimes it's on this sweet little table. But we get out the marriage certificate. And here we go. We're going to write the new name. It's the unprecedented name. It's the name that's never been announced till that time. It's the time when the bride takes the name of her husband. And for us who believe, we will have that name. The Lamb's wife is going to have that name. Bridegroom. She's going to take his name. I'm thankful that I want that blessing. See, as he said, in all the places where I record my name. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I want that name. I want that written on me. I want to have a passion. Oh, Lord, there isn't any other name. And that name's being written right now. Yeah. But I want that name. I want to have a longing for that name. And brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, did you hear? Hold that fast which thou hast. You have this. You've already been given this. You just need the faith to believe it. You know, it was just like Esther, and I was so thankful that we went on this on Wednesday night. I love that phrase, and a sister encouraged my heart in it again recently. Esther was given everything that belonged unto her. Now, you think about that girl. You're going to take a little bit of time here. Broncos are out of it anyways. God's good. That was a little orphan girl. She had nothing. She was brought in, basically dumped off. But she had an uncle that loved her. She had an uncle that knew that, you know, honey, there's something that could be for you. I want you to go to the palace. I want you to be seen and to know what you could have. But the one thing is, honey, when you go in there, there's going to be a chamberlain. He works with the women there. And I know him. I know him. And you only take what he's going to give you. So here this feller comes in, and this little orphan girl, and she's standing right there. And it says that he took all the things to give to her that already belonged to her. I thought she was an orphan. I thought she didn't have anything. But there was something about what she was born into that she already had it all. All that had to be done was to know how beautiful she was to the king. All that had to be known was what she had. She had to be shown, she had to know what she had already been given. Not only did she need to know that she had it, but she had to know that she was it. That's the difference when it goes from here that you have it, that you know that you are it. Brothers and sisters, do you see? We have this glorious gospel. We have it. And we do. And by the grace of God, all that has to be done is you need to be shown it, what you have, and to know what you have. You know the Holy Ghost does that. The Bible tells us that the Holy Ghost does that. But for most of God's precious people, they just go through life never knowing what they have. And all I'm asking you today, by the grace of God, in all the places where my name is recorded. Now you know what name can be recorded upon you. You know this gospel. You know the word of God is true. You wouldn't be here if you didn't believe the word of God is true. And he said, in all the places where my name is recorded, I will come unto, notice how it comes to thee, you, and I will bless thee. You ready? You letting him write it on you today, honey? Let him write it on you. Yes.
Dearly beloved, my joy, my crown, I am jealous over you with godly jealousy.
Oh, yes.
For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you a chaste virgin in Christ. But I fear, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, that ye would be beguiled from the simplicity that is in Christ. Jesus. heart, you are my treasure. You are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Stay alone.
Where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be also. For where my treasure is, you, my heart is with you. I am with you always. And I will be with you always.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you love us so. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This love is so immense. And Lord, you have touched every heart. Lord, help us to just say, Lord, have your way. Lord, help us to say, Lord, I believe. Lord, help us to all take this wonderful name, this name above all names, this name that will rule and reign jointly together with you, the name of the bride. Hallelujah. She receives, will be bridegroom. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.